Hi, I'm Will Roadhouse, and I'm the CEO of Roadhouse International and Compass Group International, and welcome to another episode of the 10-Minute Expat Thailand Edition. If it does sound like I'm in a car, you're absolutely correct. I am actually in a car. My wife and I are just driving back from our beach home in Giom Tien, headed back to Bangkok, and I couldn't wait until I get back to my office to do this podcast. This morning, I was reading an article that was posted by the Bangkok Post and other American newspapers here, or English-speaking newspapers. And an exciting announcement came in. It's something that developers, Thai developers, and residents have been waiting for a very long time. And that announcement is the Thai government is officially breaking ground on the high-speed rail line that is going to go from Bangkok to Pattaya. And that groundbreaking is going to happen towards the end of third quarter, I think like September 1st, but let's just say the beginning of fourth quarter of this year. So that is like super exciting. So for those of you that are just hearing this for the very first time, this podcast or this episode, I'm going to talk to you about why that's important, why having this high-speed rail line is number one going to push up real estate prices in Pattaya, Giom Tien, and also why it's going to behoove you to actually buy something in Giom Tien now before that rail line is completed. So first and foremost, Bangkok is roughly about an hour to an hour and a half drive to Pattaya, Giom Tien. Pattaya, Giom Tien is kind of the closest mega city from Bangkok, and it is a mecca. It is a retirement haven and a mecca for expats from all around the world, not just from English-speaking countries, but also from Asian countries like in China and India and other European countries. And the reason why people love the Pattaya, Giom Tien is not just the proximity, but because it's a mega beach city. What I mean by that is there are hundreds of thousands of people that live in this area. And we have mega malls in addition to not just mom and pop restaurants, but we have classy Michelin-like rated restaurants. We have mega resorts. We have mega bars, discotheques, to everything imaginable in a mega beach destination that you would expect in California. Or maybe like a big resort city like in Mexico. Because when you look at a lot of retirement havens that are nearby beach, they're usually very small. And I make fun of them a lot because it's true. You know, when you live in a small beach city that has, let's just say, less than 100,000 people, there's not a lot to do there. But when you're in a big city, in a mega city like Pattaya, Giom Tien, everything is right there at your fingertips. So about a year, maybe a year and a half to 2 years ago, the Thai government officially released a little bit of some renderings and the press release that the Thai government is going to create and construct a high-speed rail line that is going to connect the two airports in Bangkok. So our international airport, which is called Suvarnabhumi, which is where everyone flies into, and then our regional airport called Don Mueang. And these two airports are going to be connected by this high-speed rail line, and it's going to head down to Chonburi. So the Chonburi province is a huge province, and actually Pattaya, Giom Tien sits within the Chonburi province. So imagine being able to fly into Bangkok, into Suvarnabhumi Airport, instead of having to go to Bangkok, spend one night, and then take a tram, like a bus service, a minivan, or hire a taxi to take you down to your home or your second or third home in Pattaya, Giom Tien, you could immediately, when you disembark from your plane, grab your luggage, head downstairs, and hop in this high-speed rail line and be in Pattaya, Giom Tien in like 40, they claim between 30 to 40 minutes. That is exciting. That is super exciting. And then for a lot of people like us that have second homes in these areas like Pattaya, Giom Tien, with a second home, third home, or fourth home, having a high-speed rail line is very convenient. So instead of having to hop in our car, we just simply drive to Suvarnabhumi Airport and park at the airport, or better yet, take like a car service, like a Grab or even a taxi, to Suvarnabhumi or to Don Mueang, and then catch a high-speed rail line directly to Pattaya Jomtien. That, to me, is one of the best news that I've heard this year. I mean, it's better than when Thailand's going to open, because as a local here in Thailand, we've been waiting for this news for many, many years, and now it's finally official. Now it's coming to fruition, and a groundbreaking date has been set. And I will put a postal link on this episode, so feel free to read about it. And so here are the things to consider. It's just like anything when it comes down to real estate investing 101. When something like this occurs, you want to buy in a destination before that thing is completed. For an example, like this high-speed rail line, because it just pushes prices up. For an example, when you look at downtown revitalizations, places like in downtown Las Vegas. For those that bought in downtown Las Vegas when this announcement first occurred, like, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 years ago, those people made a killing. And that's the same exact thing now. It's like you want to buy before it's completed. Just like in downtown Las Vegas. When you bought before the revitalization started, initially with Tony Hsieh and his group, you were presented with bargains. But after, as the new buildings have been refurbished, new restaurants are popping up, new venues, that pushed up all the prices in downtown Las Vegas, just like any downtown project. And it's the same exact thing with this rail line. Everybody has been waiting for this, including real estate developers, so they're just super excited about this news. So that means that home prices are going to go up. And especially when it's completed, they're going to go up even higher. So buy now before the prices get too high. And again, just like as I mentioned in my prior podcast, when I talk about Pattaya, for 90% of you, Jomtien is always going to be a better bet. And if you want to get more details, please listen to my episodes about Pattaya and why Pattaya is not, I don't recommend Pattaya, why Jomtien is better than Pattaya. I've done a number of these type of episodes. But the bottom line is that Pattaya is a crazy beach city, big in nightlife. It's not a place that you want to live, but it's a great place to visit. So that's why you want to live next door, which is called Jomtien Beach. And Jomtien Beach is only 10 to 15 minutes from Pattaya. So you're still close enough to all the action, all the fun, all the mega malls, but you're far enough away where you're away from that type of environment. That's why I say 90% of you are going to want to live in Jomtien. And that's why my wife and I have opted to live in Jomtien as opposed to Pattaya. And in addition to that is, just to kind of highlight some of the things, some of the differences is, Pattaya has a bad stigma when it comes down to Thai locals. Just like the stereotype of Pattaya is just one big brothel, which is not true, but it does come with a stigma. Pattaya is like Las Vegas. It's like Sin City. It's Sin City of Thailand. So what that means is you don't want to live in Sin City, but you want to live next to it and you want to be close to it. And that's why a lot of people in Las Vegas live in suburbs like in Henderson and Green Valley and Summerlin, because they don't want to be on the strip. Then the next thing is that Jomtien just has cleaner beaches. It's more family oriented. It's a more affluent community. So if Thais are moving to this area, they're going to move and they're going to buy real estate in Jomtien Beach, not in Pattaya. So who buys in Pattaya? Majority of them are going to be middle-aged, single divorcee men that are looking for love, basically. That's really what it comes down to it. Or young partygoers and millennials that want to be right in the heart of all the action, all the fun, all the big major nightclubs, all the big giant mega resorts, the whole bunch of tourists that come in and day out. Where in Jomtien, we have our share of mega resorts. I mean, there are plenty, and there are new ones being developed as we speak. They're breaking ground. They've been They're probably like about a quarter completed. So we have our mega resorts here in GM10, but we don't have the chaos. We don't have to fight tourists day in and day out and wait in long queues to go to restaurants, to go to our favorite venues. That's the nice thing about living in GM10. So that's exciting news. I couldn't wait till I get back to make this announcement. So hopefully the car noise wasn't distracting. But like I said, folks, right now it is June 2021. If you are looking in Thailand, you are looking for that second or third home, GM10 is definitely the place where you want to be. And especially with this announcement of this rail line that's breaking ground, you're only going to have future and high appreciating real estate if you buy now. So thanks for joining me, and we'll see you in Thailand.